Well, hello. I want to welcome you to another lesson in the Lead Yourself First program. My name is Tom Cooper. I'm glad you've joined me for today's lesson. Today we're talking about how your values and your principles and your priorities are related to each other and how those things affect your decision making. Lead Yourself First is your personal growth program. John Maxwell says priorities shift every day. Values, once defined, stay the same. And Lead Yourself First is your system to help you understand your values and help you grow into the leader that you can become, gaining the skills that will help you today and every day. Our world is so reactive that we don't make time to reflect. We focus on what's next, what's next, what's next, and not necessarily why we ought to do that next. Growing our leadership skills depends on you understanding you. And these insights about how you work make you far more effective in your work and in working with other people. And you ever ask yourself, why is it that some people move ahead and others don't? The largest differentiator, and the one you can actually control, is having the critical leadership skills. And these are skills, skills that can be learned. And once they're learned, they can be developed and grown. And I'm glad you're here to learn these things, and I want you to be able to take advantage of these ideas right away. Now, before we jump into the content of today's lesson, my question for you today is this, for all the lessons in Lead Yourself First, is how are you going to act after this lesson is complete? What is an idea that you can apply from our conversation today? What's something you might want to change? As you listen to the things we talk about, what are some things that you might want to change? And T stands for teach, and I don't mean get on a call like this. I mean, who can you share one of these ideas with? Your commitment to sharing these ideas with other people, it opens the door for you to go deeper and learn more and grow. Now, I've been looking forward to today's lesson, I say that for all the lessons, but it's true. It is. I look forward to all these. And today's lesson I look forward to because, as Dr. Prem Jagiasi says, your values are embedded within you, irrespective of whether you discover them or not. Even if you never find your values, they still govern your life. Your values govern your life. They govern what you do, and they control so much of your destiny. Gaining insights into what you actually value is critical to your learning and your growing. Now, over the next few minutes, we're going to cover some incredible ideas when it comes to your personal values. And this lesson is like a plow to a field. It can overturn the soil of your mind. It's a tool that can help open up potential for you to grow, just like the plow overturns the soil and loosens it up and readies it for the seed. And if you'll take advantage of this lesson, the insights you can gain from today, they're going to pay off for you. Now, as we go through this lesson, you may decide that you want some more help in getting to your core values, making a specific plan for you. And if that's you, I promise at the end of the lesson, I'm going to share with you a way you can do that. Fair enough? Okay, let's jump in. We all have the same 168 hours in a week. Each day has 24 hours. Each week has 7 days. 24 times 7 is 168. It's the same for you as it is for me. It's the same for the poorest person on the planet. It's the same for the richest person. Time is the equalizer. It is equal for everyone, regardless of every other factor. But we don't all get the same results from those hours. Some of us get amazing results, and some of us, if we're going to be honest, get some pretty poor outcomes. So we all start with the same 168. How are we spending those hours? Are you getting the most from your hours? And we're all busy. It's almost considered wrong not to be busy. We ask somebody, how you doing? And their response is, I'm busy. And we say, oh, that's good. We expect people to be busy. Busy is the default. Busy is good, isn't it? But ultimately, it's not about being busy. It's about being focused on the right things. So how do you decide which things are the right things? Well, I love the way John Maxwell talks about which things we ought to be working on. And he says activity is not accomplishment. Just doing things doesn't mean you're getting things done. And so I want to take a couple of minutes on this. First, I want to talk about the Pareto principle. There was an Italian economist who discovered that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the people. And that's where we came up with this 80-20 rule. I'll submit to you that when it comes to getting stuff done, 80% of your results come from 20% of the activities on your list. If you can focus on the small list of those really effective parts, you'll see huge improvements. I like the idea that when you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things time to catch up with you. The fact is that most of what's on your to-do list is probably not necessary. It's probably in that 80% of things that are only giving you 20% of your results. It's the stuff that's keeping you from focusing on what's most important. But how do you decide? How do you know what's most important? What should have the highest priority? It really comes down to what you value. What do you really value? And once you know what you value, how do you decide what stays on the list? Well, I like this idea of the three R's about the things that can help you make those decisions. And the three R's are what is required, what gives the greatest return, and what is the most rewarding for me. So required, what is it that's on your list that only you can do or that nobody else could or should do for you? Are you sure that the things on your list are things that can only be done by you? Maybe some of those things ought to be done by you, and maybe they shouldn't. What gives the greatest return? Of all the things that need to be done, which of them is exactly in the sweet spot of what you're good at? You want to spend as much time as possible doing those things you're absolutely the best at doing and work to get rid of everything else. And I know it's not completely possible, but it's something to think about. And then what is the most rewarding for you? What do you love to do? Stephen Covey called that sharpening the saw. What are the things that light the fire of passion in you? What brings you energy? You want to make that a priority for you. But what is it that's determining today's priorities for you? I was reading this quote from Robin Sacred Fire, and I'll tell you, at a certain level, it kind of felt like a punch to the stomach. Sacred Fire says, life will always reflect your actions, words, and thoughts. You are what you spend most of your time doing and saying and thinking. Your life is always a reflection of your priorities. If you spend time partying, insulting, and occupying your mind with nonsense from social media, music with degrading lyrics, and movies that promote antisocial values, you get zero for life. Life will always reflect your actions, your words, and your thoughts. That's tough. But fundamentally, your life is a reflection of your priorities. Where you set your priorities, that's what you consider really important. And you've made choices today that support your priorities. Did you get up when the alarm went off, or did you hit snooze? That's a reflection of your priorities. What did you do with your time today? Your behavior reveals your priorities. You might say, and some people do say this, they say, oh, my family's my number one priority. But when we look at their calendar and their bank statement and their credit cards, are they really putting their family, their time, and their money first when they're making those decisions? You see, our behavior reveals what we truly believe, what we truly value. And our behavior, revealed by our choices and our priorities, that tells us what we value the most. So let's back up a few steps and look at the big picture. Our results in our lives, the things that are working for us or that are not working, these results, they come directly from what we do. What we do when things are going well and what we do when things are going poorly. It's all about what we do. And that's why I'm so focused on being action-oriented in these lessons, because ultimately, people see, people feel, people are impacted by what we do. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper here, but what comes before do? We choose our priorities because nobody can operate at 100% all day, every day. Nobody can. So we have to make choices. And we set priorities. And I'll give you a really basic example. I might forget your birthday, but I don't forget to eat. Right or wrong, that's the priority that I set. I choose to make eating a priority. I make time for it regularly. Why do I do that? Why do I make time to eat? Because I get hungry, and I want to solve that problem. So I make eating a priority. And if you look at my results, I probably make eating too much of a priority. The fact is, we all set our priorities based on the things that we value. I value not feeling hungry. I value the pleasure of eating. So I make it a priority, and it happens frequently. And it's not just food. It's actually everything. Everything you do is based on what you value. Now, when it comes to our assessment, we can only look at what we see in others. What we see is the actions. That's the tip of the iceberg. But if you're using that iceberg analogy, there's a whole lot of stuff. In fact, almost all of the mass of the iceberg is below the water. But what we see is the actions, how we behave, how others behave, how we plan, how we set priorities. But the bigger stuff is the stuff we don't see. It's that huge mass of ice. We don't see it, but it absolutely controls what we do. I like what Jennifer Cruzy said. She said, values aren't buses. They're not supposed to get you anywhere. They're supposed to define who you are. And they do define who you are. They're the guiding principles that we use to determine what we're going to do and when we're going to do it and how we're going to do it. Our values, those hidden guides, they press us forward in the direction we actually go. Regardless of what we say we value, what we do reflects what we actually value. And this is really important. I want to camp out on it for a minute. You are where you are today because of what you have done. Your achievements, your accomplishments, your attempts, your failures, all that you've done and all you've not done. And I'll go a little farther. You are not where you want to be because of what you've not done and what you've done. Your behavior is a critical piece of your success and your failure. And you might say, but Tom, I had these conditions, my family of origin, my education, my friends, my economy, my society, and on and on and on. But and there's no doubt that some of those things matter. Outside conditions affect us, and life is not fair. It's just not fair. But, and I want you to get this, because if you do, you're going to start to win and win big. Get this, if you can understand that you are responsible, it's a bitter pill. It's hard to swallow. And it's what we talked about more deeply in the lesson on responsibility. But if you will accept responsibility for your results, it empowers you to change your results. If you're not earning what you want to be earning today, if you're not doing what you want today, the first step in fixing that is being honest with yourself about that and then recognizing the consequences that come from changing what you are doing. But what we do is driven by the priorities we set. And our priorities are set by our values, those hidden guides. Years ago, I was working for an employer that was really demanding. And my work schedule made me travel a lot and had these intense work assignments, and I was getting burned out. And I started to look for a new job, and I said, what do I want? What do I want in a new job? And I thought, I want a match for my skill set. I don't want to travel. I want to learn more and become a better expert. I want a boss I like who's not going to micromanage me and somebody who's honest with me. I want a short commute. And I found a job. I was ecstatic when I found a job that met all of those criteria. It was local. It had a reverse commute. I drove against traffic. Less travel was required. I could leverage my technical skills. It was a wonderful opportunity. I couldn't wait to get started. But just a few weeks after I got started, I found myself really unhappy with this great job. What in the world could have been missing? It didn't make sense. And it turned out I had checked the boxes on my list, but I had forgotten to look at something foundationally important. What did the company value? Actor John Ratzenberger said, find people who share your values and you'll conquer the world together. And the inverse is true as well. If you find people with whom you do not share values, whew, you will tear each other apart. And don't we see that on social media? Well, that's a different lesson. But as it happens, this new company did not value what I valued. And I was horrified to realize that this company fundamentally, they hated their customers. And that was a deal breaker. I've always loved my customers. Customers make it possible for me to eat. Remember we talked about that? And I like to eat. I knew I had to leave. I couldn't stay. I could not live with myself working for a company that treated its customers badly. There was a huge disconnect between my personal values and the values of the company. And that meant that the company consistently set priorities and consistently made decisions that I disagreed with at a deep level. They chose to do things that hurt their customers, and I couldn't live like that. That disconnect in the values, it made me miserable until I left. So what are values? Stephen Covey said, values are social norms. They're personal, emotional, subjective, and arguable. All of us have values. Even criminals have values. The question you must ask yourself is, are your values based upon principles? In the last analysis, principles are natural laws. They're impersonal, factual, objective, and self-evident. Consequences are governed by principles, and behavior is governed by values. Therefore, value principles. That's right. We have these values that drive us. And what do we base our values on? Principles guide your life and they guide mine. Let me give you a negative example. If your foundational principle is I should be comfortable and happy right now, you're going to prioritize everything that adds to your ease and your comfort that leads to quick happiness. And we see this. We see this in people who destroy their lives and the lives of their families when they consistently choose short-term pleasure over long-term character. Whether it's drugs or hobbies or work or the gym or whatever brings that sense of immediate happiness, they set that as a top priority, and when they behave that way, consequences be damned. So let me ask you, in your life, what values guide your decision-making? What principles are underlying the choices that you make each day? Have you ever thought about that? What beliefs do you hold so dearly that you will consistently set your priorities in alignment with them? What are the things that matter to you a ton? And what are the things that are non-negotiable for you? Now, in my journey, I've given this some thought. I've spent a good deal of time wrestling with this over the years, and I've come up with the top five values that matter the most to me. What is it that matters the most to Tom? Well, I value my faith, my family, my integrity, my growth, and my competence. I value these five, and in that order. What is it like for you? When I look at my calendar and I look at my bank statement, it's my sincere hope that they reflect these values in this order. When there's a decision to be made, it's my values that drive. It's my values that cause me to say I can be counted on to do some things, and counted on not to do some other things. When I have to decide what to do, it's these values that I want to stand on to help me make good decisions for my life and for my family, because I want to be values-based. These are the values that matter to me. So if I have to decide between my growth versus my family, well, family comes in ahead of my personal growth. My intent is to choose my family's needs over my personal growth. Now, that's not to say that I can't do both. Sometimes you can. But if it's a need for family versus versus my growth, I'm going to choose to defer, to push off the growth. And knowing what I value helps me be more intentional, more clear, more focused on the things that really matter to me. In this season of my life, I do a lot of work for my home office. And one driver for that is that I believe it's more valuable to my life to be available to my family than to travel all over and potentially earn more money. I've walked away from income when it meant sacrificing time with family. I don't always make the right choices, but I know what I value, and I work to make sure my values and my priorities and my behaviors are all lined up. Venture capital guy Doug Leone, he advises businesses to write your values in pen and your strategies and tactics in pencil. I love that idea. It's good advice for all of us. We need to put our values down in pen because our values, they shouldn't change. Now, what about you? What are your values? Have you ever thought about your values? What do you value? Is it change? Balance? Teamwork? Beauty? freedom, dependability, honesty, discipline, challenge, humor. I don't mean, do you like those things? I mean, I like all those things. We can find all these things attractive. I'm asking you this. When it comes right down to it, what is it that helps you decide A versus B? What is it that helps you make your life decisions? Do you like your job? If you do, it's probably because you, your company, and your manager share some of the same values. I loved working at Marriott years ago. They had values that lined up with mine, that we had alignment in family and growth and competence. The more alignment of your top five values with your work and your manager, the easier it is to be motivated to come to work. Do you know what it is that makes your company a great place to work? I'm telling you, if you can understand the values of the company and see how your personal values line up with those values, you'll begin to see why you like your job or why you hate your job or maybe you can't stand your manager. Years ago, I worked in a company that I liked a lot, but my desire for growth was not a fit with their leadership. And as I became a better leader, I began to see that their leadership team, they just were not valuing good leadership decisions. They were rewarding people for delivering projects. Even if the project managers were cutting corners and treating people badly, the company wanted the results and they were willing to look the other way when it came to people. So it's not a good plan. Their values did not match my need to continue to grow as a leader. And that was a problem for me. Because I needed to genuinely care about the people around me, and so it wasn't a fit. And my wife noticed what was happening, and she gave me some great advice. She said, Tom, you need to leave. It took me 3 years to take her great advice. I had a great run there, but I never regretted leaving a place where my values didn't match theirs. Remember what John Ratzenberger said? Find people who share your values, and you will conquer the world together. When you connect with people who share your values, it dramatically changes your life. So what are your values? Look at your calendar. Where did you spend the most time last week? Who were you with? Were they the people who were going to help you conquer the world? And what about your budget, your bank statement? Where did you spend your money last week? Look at your credit card statement. So you think about your values based on your behavior. What do you actually value? And you look at the results that you've achieved from those values. Is there anything you want to change? I had a wake-up call recently. My phone has a tool that shows me how much time I spent on the phone over the course of the week. And it shows me which apps I spent the most time on. And when I saw that week's report and how much time I'd spent on the phone and which app I had been using and for how long, I immediately realized that I was out of alignment, and I removed that app from my phone. So getting back to you and your values, how about maybe independence, customer satisfaction, safety and security, status, empathy, or autonomy? When you dig in and look at what you're doing, why did you set the priorities in your life the way you did? Why are you making those choices? Is that the why you really want to have driving your decision-making? Your values make you. So what are your values? What matters most to you? Now we're getting close to the personal action plan, and as you're getting ready for that, I want to recap today's lesson. Today's lesson covered, we all have the same amount of time. Nobody gets any more, but some people get more value from the time that they spend than others. When you're deciding what to do, you can use those three R's. What's required of me alone? What gives the greatest return and the biggest bang for the buck? And what gives me the greatest reward personally for doing it? If it's not on your three R's list, maybe it ought to not be on your to-do list. Our behavior reflects what we value. Good or bad, it's what we value that leads to the results. If we find people who share our values, it improves our lives. When we find work that aligns with our values, we find satisfaction and meaning in the work. So what are your values? Can you say them out loud? It's not trivial. It's worthy of thinking about. Thinking about why you do what you do can really help you understand yourself better and help you find those roles and responsibilities that align with the things that you really value. What are the things that matter the most to you? What makes you the most content? What is it that when you choose it, it leads to outstanding results? You know, as a potential action, I want you to think about making some time to look over your calendar and see if your time lines up with what you say you value. And if it doesn't, I want to encourage you to make some adjustments. Make some time to look over your budget. Are you spending your time well? Do you need to make adjustments? And for your action plan, what's the one idea that you can apply or change or teach? And maybe you're with your team as you're listening to this lesson. Maybe it'd be a good idea for you to talk about what your team values based on behavior and see if you need to think about working on making an alignment shift there. All right, so you might be thinking, that's interesting, Tom, but I don't know. I've never thought about this. I don't really know where I'd get started. I mean, what are the values that matter to me? Well, if that's you, I've got a great way to help you get started. It's a tool that'll let you think about this and quickly gain insights about your values. Remember I told you my top five values and what order they were in? Well, in today's offer, I'm going to allow you to see a list of the values and their definitions and give you a worksheet and a recorded lesson and a fun deck of values cards that you'll probably even want to use with your family when you're done with this. But it's to walk you through the process of identifying your values and being able to put them into words. And when you're done, you're going to understand yourself better. You're going to be able to say out loud what matters to you. And you're going to have real clarity about what kinds of adjustments you may need to make in your life. Now, the self-understanding is priceless, but you can have it for just $39. Insights about yourself, practical applications, ideas, and growth, all for a low price. If you're interested in this, drop me an email, tom@brighthillgroup.com, tom@brighthillgroup.com, and we'll get you set up. Thanks for being here for today's Lead Yourself First lesson, and I look forward to hearing from you next time.